You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Yeah, and that's a little bit less than, you know, not as crowded as it is towards the later on in the month, which is nice as well.
Neat. Now, I've heard rumor that the mill is actually haunted. Are you familiar with that? I'm sure you are, right?
I have heard that. Well, they had the ghost chasers, ghost hunters there.
Yes.
It would not surprise me in any way, shape, or form. You know,
okay.
I've been in some of these old homes, and it really does. You kind of get a sense that something else is going on there. So nothing surprises me when it comes to that. So if someone said that it was haunted, I would absolutely agree 100%.
So you've never heard of any particular specific events or a secondhand explanation of something, have you?
No, not at all. Okay. Now, we do know that the municipal building is haunted because several people have witnessed, said they've seen, I think it's a ghost of a young girl.
Wow.
At the municipal building, so.
All right.
Maybe she's, it's intense.
Maybe she's sitting at your desk occasionally. Who knows?
I hope so. Maybe someone's getting that work
what
done.
Do they know what she is? Do you know what she's supposed to be related to or why she might be there?
No, because the only one that actually killed himself in that building is, I think it's John Lee, the guy that built the building. His son hung himself.
Wow.
In the building. But the little girl, all we can assume is it's, you know, possibly one of the sisters or the cousins, because the Lee family was so large and they had multiple homes right on Lee Street. So, you know, it's not quite sure what it is. I have not experienced it yet, but I have talked to several people who have.
Okay. Very cool. Very interesting. So the Red Mill Village is going to have their haunted exhibits through October. Is Halloween a big fun for you? Is Halloween a big tradition now in the town of Clinton? I've found that certain municipalities, it's revived, and other ones it's just dying out. How's the town of Clinton do it?
Oh, we get inundated. I mean, people drop their kids off. I go through about 20 bags of candy, and then hit my kids trick or treating candy up for, you know, the last few stragglers. But I think because we're a walking community, a lot of people come in. The downtown does the pumpkin fest. We have the haunted mill. You know, we have all of these things that just kind of lend itself to continuing. Clinton Public School does the Halloween parade.
Right.
Downtown. So it's, you know, it becomes a community endeavor, community activity, and you can't help but get into the spirit of things.
Sure. Well, the other thing that kids do is they circle the map and they say, where is the most candy density, right, per? So you don't want to walk in those big neighborhoods where you got to take a mile up to the driveway. You want to go door to door as quickly as possible.
That's exactly it. You know, my development, it's interesting because there's about 50 homes in my development, and you see at 6 o'clock just bus. Carloads of kids that come in and get dropped off.
Right.
And it's funny. I mean, before we moved into the development, we used to do the same thing. We used to bring our kids. My daughter used to go there. We're like, okay, let's go drop in Clinton. So I really can't complain since I was also one of the ones that did.
You're the ones that bought into it. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, appreciate it as always, Mayor. Great to get everything discussed in all the different events. Wish you best on the weather for the next couple of days, and we'll chat
Thank
with you,
you
again next week.
Sounds good. Take
all
care.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. That is Mayor Janice Kovach. She's the mayor of the town of Clinton. They're celebrating their 150th anniversary and got all their events going on. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
I'm in almost every school bus in classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content...
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. 4 workers are recovering after being injured when a metal hangar collapsed at Newark Liberty Airport. Airport employee Sean Carroll says it was a scary scene.
They were in there doing, you know, the normal service, cutting the beams and stuff like that. It just went over. It said it sounded like a tornado when it went down.
United Airlines hangar was being demolished. There were 9 people inside the building at the time. All got out safely, and all the injuries are said to be non-life-threatening. A string of shootings along a stretch of the I-10 corridor in Arizona has drivers on edge today. Colonel Frank Milstead with the Arizona Department of Public Safety says so far no one has gotten a look at whoever's been doing the shooting.
So far we have not had a witness other than the victims of the crimes themselves.
A $20,000 reward is being offered for information that leads to the capture of the person or persons behind the shootings. The National Park Service today opens a complex that honors people who died when Flight 93 crashed in southwest Pennsylvania during the 9/11 terror attacks. The $26 million Flight 93 National Memorial Visitor Center includes an education center and overlook area. This is USA Headline News.
There are 2 types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Nope.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by... We offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding...
Tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Just made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
A vote rejecting the Iran nuclear deal is facing some trouble in the House. National correspondent Joe Gomez has more.
Republican leaders in the House are hoping to vote on the deal this week, but are facing a revolt from some conservatives in the House who are pushing for alternative legislation. The alternative bill would accuse President Obama of breaking the law by failing to disclose all information about the Iran deal. The bill's sponsors want more information about side deals between Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency. Yesterday, at a massive rally held outside of the Capitol building, Republican presidential candidates Senator Ted Cruz and Donald Trump took turns taking shots at the deal.
Never in my life have I seen any transaction so incompetently negotiated.
I'm Chuck Gomez.
ISIS claims it's holding a Chinese man and a Norwegian man as hostages who are, quote, for sale. Two photos in the back of the terror group's latest online magazine show the men with the words for sale under their pictures and asking for an undisclosed ransom for their releases. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Health officials say 14 years after the attack on the World Trade Center, more survivors and first responders are coming down with 9/11-related diseases. Terry Sheridan has more.
The World Trade Center Health Program at Mount Sinai is treating over 22,000 patients. Dr. Michael Crane is director.
We've seen a lot of the irritative diseases. We've seen sinus problems. We've seen asthma. We've seen upper gastrointestinal problems like gastroesophageal reflux.
But they are also seeing 1,000 patients with 9/11 cancers.
I myself, I'm meeting something like 15 new patients with cancer every week. This has been going on now for weeks and months.
Crane says the scary thing is that some of these patients have shown no symptoms over the years, but come in with a cough. Terry Sheridan, New York.
Your annual flu shot is doing more than protecting you from the flu. It's protecting your elders as well. Dr. Glenn Taxler with the Cleveland Clinic says a new study suggests there may be a link between flu immunization rates in younger adults and lower flu risk in seniors.
The elderly were less likely to be diagnosed with the flu if they lived in communities where more young, healthy adults had received the flu vaccine.
Researchers examined flu vaccination rates across the country for adults between the ages of 18 and 64. Dr. Taxler says it's important that everyone gets the flu vaccine to give those at high risk, like the elderly, an extra layer of protection.
They can get an extra benefit from other people in the community.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Time is 8:06. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Right now in Flemington, we are at 70 degrees. It's mostly cloudy. There's been some thunderstorms in the area. There's still some more coming. Calm winds, 80% chance of precipitation. Today is Thursday, September 10th, 2015. Thunderstorms and a high of 76 today. Winds northeast of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%. Rainfall may reach 1 inch. Locally heavy rainfall possible. Showers likely and possible a thunderstorm this evening. Then some lingering showers. Still possible overnight, low 60. Winds north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 90%. Locally, heavy rainfall is possible. Sunshine and clouds mixed tomorrow, a high of 83. So the front will come through and we'll be back to more normal climbs. Saturday, partly cloudy with afternoon showers or thunderstorms, 81. Chance of rain, 60%. Sunday, the 13th, considerable cloudiness, 77. Winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. mainly sunny and a high near 75 on Monday, and on Tuesday, sunny and a high of 81. Winds west-northwest of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Temperatures in our area, there's a lot of scattered thunderstorms and rain around our area, but right now we're dry, in Flemington anyway. 70 in Ringo, 71 at Tewksbury, 71 in Highbridge, 69 at the County Complex, 71 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunter. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. You ever think about the first line of this tune? Who is Jeremiah? Why is he a bullfrog? And why does he have wine? Anyway, it's a three dog night, and singer Danny Hutton, it's his birthday today. We'll get to celebrity birthdays in a little bit, so that's why we're jamming. First things first, though, let's get you some traffic reports, see what's going on. Now, a reminder, we get our traffic reports from HERTTMA.com. You can register with them as well, just like I do, and you'll get your emails. You can also follow them on Twitter. But here's the deal, folks. We got some locally heavy rain coming in. That's going to create the possibility of localized flooding. Certainly, it's going to cut down visibility. And remember, stopping distance is reduced when you have that type of water on the roads. So here's what's going on right now. We got congestion on 78 eastbound in Reddington, area of exit 24, County Route 523, Old Wick. Delays due to volume. That was at 7 o'clock this morning. In Clinton Township, westbound west of exit 24, a vehicle fire is reported. So I imagine the eastbound is because everybody wants to check out the westbound. So that's what's going on right now. If I get an update or a all clear, I'll certainly pass it on to you. But if you're going in that area, you might expect some delays. And certainly, anytime we have any type of rainfall, downpours, be prepared to reduce your speed. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio traffic. All right, so what's going on Hunter Chamber Radio.com schedule for today? I'm on till 10. We will have, I'll be doing the investment update today because Michelle is down in Washington, D.C. Down day yesterday, and we'll find out what's going to happen with the markets today. So you can see the volatility continues. We're waiting at least another week for the Fed to figure out whether they are or are not raising the interest rates. And every day somebody's looking for a hint, and that hint is causing the ups and downs of the markets. At 8:40, we'll give a shout out to Mayor Janice Kovach of the town of Clinton. Find out what's going on with the latest celebrations for the rest of the September and possibly even October with the town of Clinton as they celebrate their 150th anniversary. So hopefully Mayor Janice Kovach will have a few minutes for us. At 10 o'clock, we go to a rewind now. We have a gap right there, so we'll be replaying this show. And remember that Greg Randazzo is now on Tuesdays at 5 to 6, so you can listen to 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s music in your commute coming home on Tuesdays. At 11, we have the library show. That's Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry talking about the impressive array of materials over there at the county complex. Exhibits, programs, concerts, community support, clubs, you name it, they got it. Tune in to get your to know your library and what the library can do for you. At noon, we hear Backman Turner Overdrive, and then we hear Jim Gonneau. He's our resident expert with regard to business. He brings his business acumen and experience to the radio here at noon to 1. Does it as the proprietor of Crown Trophy in Flemington. It's actually just Crown of Flemington. He's been coaching us that it's only Crown now because there's so many other things that Crown does over there besides trophies. Jim also is an officer of the Flemington Bid, which has their new app that's available. And Jim is also a charitable guy and also volunteers for the Bridgewater Raritan High School. He does the football. So Jim brings all that information and a chock full of information to his radio program. And when he puts it on Facebook, I'll certainly bring it on to you. And then we go to Holistic Around Hunterdon. That's at 5 to 6. That's Sue Ann Susha Harden. She's the proprietor of Fifth Dimension Healing Energy. And she's got the Healers Roundtable rebroadcast from earlier this year. So we'll be rewinding that. Sue Ann's on vacation. And reminder that Sue Ann's show, Holistic Around Hunterdon, is simulcast, or actually syndicated is a better term, over at Sedona Talk Radio. So she gets listeners over there in Arizona. And anybody that's interested in the Sedona Talk Radio and the folks that gravitate to that, those types of programs. So that is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there in the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter and Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. Going to go and find my man Jeremiah. We're going to go and grab some wine. I'll be right back. Hang on. Good morning, Hunter and HuntingChamber.com.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, HunterdonChamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, the real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
All right, Manic Street Preachers helping with BrownieLikes.com celebration observances for the week and the day. You might recognize this as the theme from MASH, but actually, it has a very ominous title, which we'll get to in a minute. For the week, let's see where we are. It's National Waffle Week. It's Substitute Teacher Appreciation Week. Suicide Prevention Week. It's Play Days, Tuesday after Labor Day, starts from the 8th to the 12th, and it's Popcorn Days. How about that? Tomorrow is Mushroom Days. You can guarantee I am not going to participate in Mushroom Days. How about for today? Well, today is Swap Ideas Day, and it is World Suicide Prevention Day. Something that we really need to work on. If you feel that there is somebody in your midst, somebody within your sphere of influence that you think needs some help, you got to have that talk. You got to find them help, get them an opportunity to figure out that life is worth going on, and got to work out the details to make sure that they can get past it. So yeah, it's the theme from MASH, but it is suicide is painless, and that's a sad, sad explanation of it all. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLikes.com and Manic Street Preachers. Pick something, get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The staff at NJ Advanced Media reports on the 9th that Believing in Women, Color It Forward launches in a Flemington salon. There's a new game in town, and that is helping women put their best self forward when returning to the workforce. Color It Forward, a non-for-profit organization, assists women by connecting them with participating salons that work to achieve a professional and appropriate look for their career search. Quote, this confidence that comes from looking and feeling good is so important when making a first impression to a potential employer. Our network of salon affiliates are committed to helping women put their best self forward, said Michelle Gill, founder and executive director. By partnering with the organizations such as Family Success Center and Anderson House, CIF accesses clients by referral and prepares them for their job search or next step towards self-sufficiency. Domelina's Hair Lounge, located in Turntable Junction in Flemington, was the location of the first Color It Forward client. Sandy and Angelo are very community-minded, so Domelina's was a natural fit for this program. Their salon welcomed the client, making her feel comfortable during her service. Other Hunterdon County salons participating in the program are Act 2 Salon, Stephanie's Village Salon, and Magnus Salon. Color It Forward is a 501c3 whose mission is to promote the economic independence of women through a network of cosmetologists and hair salons who offer services at no cost or a reduced fee. Color It Forward makes these services available to pre-qualified women who are actively seeking employment to improve the quality of life for themselves and their families. For more information, inquire online at color-it-forward.org or call at 908-303-2438. What a fascinating setup that somebody thought through that and was able to connect the need of clients from Anderson House and Family Success Center through this program and get it to the hair salons and get these folks that feeling good. I know first impressions are absolutely important. I do know that. Never put my best foot forward all the time, but really impressed with the fact that somebody felt that there had to be that need, that gap had to be filled between those that are trying to build themselves and their characteristics and get them where they need to go, and those folks who have joined in as salons to participate. That is why that is vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
These are celebrity birthdays from the Old Disc Jockey Almanac. Actress from Hawthorne, Hannah Hudson, is 24. Days of Our Lives, Chandler Massey, is 25. Spanglish, Eddie Martin, is 25. Model TV personality, The Face, Coco Roca, is 27. 28th birthday of Dan Benson from Wizards of Waverly Place, SGU, Stargate Universe, Elise Levesque is 30. City of Ember, Harry Treadaway is 31. Unbroken, Luke Treadaway is 31. How about that? Actor of The Girl Next Door, Jacob Young, 36. Red's Jacqueline Fleming is 38. She's Out of My League, Kyle Bornheimer is 40. Jurassic Park 3, Sarah Danielle Goldberg, 41. Cruel Intentions, Ryan Phillip is 41. Donnie Darko, James Duvall is 43. Rush Hour's Larry Sullivan is 45. That Thing You Do, Jonathan Sache is 46. Movie director of Snatch, Guy Ritchie, 47. Fox News Channel anchor Patty Ann Brown is 50. Actor in Yes Man, Sean O'Brien is 52. Star Wars Episode II, Jay LaGala is 52. Miss Virginia, 1983, Lisa Aleph is 55. King's Speech, Colin Firth is 55. Halloween 3, Stacey Nelkin is 56. There Will Be Blood, Jim Meskimen is 56. Film producer, director of Harry Potter movies, Chris Columbus is 57. How did he go through life as Chris Columbus? 127 Hours, Kate Burton is 58. Gladiator, Giannini Fascio is 60. From Homicide, Clark Johnson, 61. Batman Forever, Don the Dragon Wilson, 61. Carrie, Amy Irving is 62 today. About Schmidt, Harry Groner is 64. Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry is 65. Bill O'Reilly, TV show host, is 66 today. To Sir With Love, Judy Gayson is 67. Former First Lady of Canada, Margaret Trudeau Kemper Sinclair, is 67. Basketball Hall of Famer, Bob Lanier, is 67. Golf champion, Larry Nelson, 68. Jose Feliciano is 70. Three Dog Night singer Danny Hutton is 73. Mary Hartman's Greg Mulvey is 76. Fashion designer Karl Lagerfeld is 77. Bruce Almighty's Philip Baker Hall is 84. And golf champion Arnold Palmer, the King, is 86 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com, and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a moment.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush is bashing Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and talking taxes. While laying out his tax reform plan in North Carolina yesterday, Bush took a swipe at his rivals.
Through hard work and ingenuity and know-how, as we have always done, we will compete with the world, and yeah, we will win.
The former Florida governor promises to both simplify the tax code and cut rates. A judge in Baltimore decides today where police officers charged in a young black man's death will stand trial. The six officers' defense attorneys have filed a motion for the trials to be moved out of the Baltimore area. They'll be tried separately. Drivers in Phoenix, Arizona are on edge after a string of shootings along a stretch of a busy freeway. Authorities say there have been 11 separate shootings in less than 2 weeks. The Justice Department is getting tough with crooked Wall Street executives. Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates says from now on, if companies want credit for cooperating with investigations, they must name all individuals involved in the wrongdoing. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
A vote rejecting the Iran nuclear deal is facing some trouble in the House. National correspondent Joe Gomez has more.
Republican leaders in the House are hoping to vote on the deal this week, but are facing a revolt from some conservatives in the House who are pushing for alternative legislation. The alternative bill would accuse President Obama of breaking the law by failing to disclose all information about the Iran deal. The bill's sponsors want more information about side deals between Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency. Yesterday, at a massive rally held outside of the Capitol building, Republican presidential candidates Senator Ted Cruz and Donald Trump took turns taking shots at the deal.
Never in my life have I seen any transaction so incompetently negotiated.
I'm Joe Gomez.
ISIS claims it's holding a Chinese man and a Norwegian man as hostages who are, quote, for sale. Two photos in the back of the terror group's latest online magazine show the men with the words for sale under their pictures and asking for an undisclosed ransom for their releases. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Health officials say 14 years after the attack on the World Trade Center, more survivors and first responders are coming down with 9/11-related diseases. Terry Sheridan has more.
The World Trade Center Health Program at Mount Sinai is treating over 22,000 patients. Dr. Michael Crane is director.
We've seen a lot of the irritative diseases. We've seen sinus problems. We've seen asthma. We've seen upper gastrointestinal problems like gastroesophageal reflux.
But they are also seeing 1,000 patients with 9/11 cancers.
I myself, I'm meeting something like 15 new patients with cancer every week. This has been going on now for weeks and months.
Crane says the scary thing is that some of these patients have shown no symptoms over the years, but come in with a cough. Terry Sheridan, New York.
Your annual flu shot is doing more than protecting you from the flu. It's protecting your elders as well. Dr. Glenn Taxler with the Cleveland Clinic says a new study suggests there may be a link between flu immunization rates in younger adults and lower flu risk in seniors.
The elderly were less likely to be diagnosed with the flu if they lived in communities where more young, healthy adults had received the flu vaccine.
Researchers examined flu vaccination rates across the country for adults between the ages of 18 and 64. Dr. Taxler says it's important that everyone gets the flu vaccine to give those at high risk, like the elderly, an extra layer of protection.
They can get an extra benefit from other people in the community.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come.
Yeah, well, I guess we did the birthdays already. We've got to do the 100 Chamber Radio weather. That's what we needed to do. Push the wrong button, you get the wrong music. Pretty much the way it works. All right, here we go. It is 71 degrees in Flemington. It's overcast. It's been mostly cloudy and we have 80% chance of precipitation today. Thunderstorms and a high of 76. Winds northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%. Rainfall may reach 1 inch. Locally heavy rainfall is possible. Showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm this evening. Then some lingering showers still possible overnight. Low of 60. Winds north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 90%. Locally heavy rainfall possible. So please be prepared for reducing your speed when you're traveling and any type of detours due to local flooding. Sunshine and clouds mix tomorrow, 83. Winds north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy with afternoon showers and thunderstorms and a high of 81 for Saturday. Sunday, considerable cloudiness but a high of 77. Mainly sunny on Monday, a high near 75, and sunny and a high of 81 on Tuesday. So it's turning into normal September temperatures. 71 in White House, 71 in the town of Clinton, 69 at the county complex, 71 in Alexandria, 71 in East Amwell, 71 in Kingwood. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Jumpy is Michelle Heide's theme song, but we're going to do the investment update. She's out down in Washington, D.C. at a convention and group meetings, so financial advisors meetings. So we're going to do the investment update here. I believe tomorrow we'll probably have Mr. Joe Patton on at 9:15. We'll see. So here's what's going on right now. We had a down day yesterday, and as I told you this morning when we first started, it has to do with a number of things, but it's the same news over and over and over again. It's just everybody's taking short-term looks at everything. So the Dow was down 239 yesterday, 1.45%. NASDAQ down 1.15%, 55 points, and the S&P down 27. Apple was down at 1.92%, about 2%. GE down 1.6, Microsoft down 1.8, Bank of America down 1.6, and Citigroup down 1.4. Those are the most held equities. The gainers yesterday: Netflix up almost 4.5, Freeport McMoRan, the mining company, up 3.2, Transocean up 2, Yahoo up 2, and United Rentals up almost to 1.85. Down was Marathon Oil, down 8.5. Stericycle down 6.43. Apache down 4.5. Hymeric and Payne down 4.3. And Ensco PLC down 4.2. Those are the gainers and losers of yesterday. All of our sectors are down except for consumer non-durables. You know what that means? That's starting to get into defensive territory. That's when people start getting into the non-discretionary items and buy that. Everything else is down. The second lowest one is 1% down consumer durables over the last three-month period. Oil was up about 0.75%. Gas was up 1.21%. Gold up 0.33%. Silver up just beyond 0.75%. And corn was flat. And so that's where we've made our adjustments. So here is what is going on with regard to some news. We look to nudge higher at the open right now, but most markets around the world are trading in negative territory. Global stock markets seem to be settling down a bit over the weeks from extreme volatility. As it stands now, U.S. stock futures are pointing up, but not by much. Most European markets are dipping in early trading. Asian markets mostly close with losses that range from about 1% to 2.5%. That might seem like a lot, but it's relatively muted compared to recent swings. Chinese Premier Li Haisheng said Thursday that the economy is running within the proper range and insisted Beijing would never start a currency war. On the foreign exchange market, the Japanese yen is weakening versus most other major currencies. The Aussie dollar is strengthening. America's biggest company, Apple, is still in the spotlight Thursday after unveiling a range of new products, including Apple TV and the new iPhone 6 on Wednesday, including and also the iPad Pro. Shares in the tech giant are rebounding a bit in pre-market trading after declining nearly 2% yesterday. Earnings in economics, Lululemon, remember them? They were the ones that were struggling because they had some problems with see-through yoga pants. Is among a small crop of companies that are reporting. Zumiez and Restoration Hardware will report after the close. The federal government will report weekly jobless claims data at 8:30. And then at 10:30, the U.S. will release new data in natural gas inventories. Information on crude oil inventories will come out at 11. So you can watch those two commodities get some bumps, either positive or negatively, depending on the report. So, here is what's going on pre-market as we speak. The Dow is down 53, the NASDAQ is down 8, and the S&P is down 5. And right now, the movers pre-market is Navient Corp. is up 1.7, Philips 66, the gas company is up 93%. 0.93%. Chesapeake Energy is up 79. That's all in preparation for the gas report. Signet Jewelers is up 0.75%. Going down is Seagate Technology. They make hardware, disk drives. They're down 1.4. Williams Companies, 1.2. Dollar Tree is down 1%. eBay is down almost 1%. And PayPal, which used to be part of eBay, is down just over 0.75%. The Nikkei is down 2.5%. The Hang Seng's down 2.6. FTSE 100 down 1.1. And the DAX is down 0.67%. And commodities, crude is slowly going up, not much. Natural gas is rising 1.4%. Gold is rising 0.33%. And corn, relatively flat at the moment. That is the investment update, market update from me, and we'll see if we can get Mr. Joe Patton on tomorrow when I do my live show from 9 to 10. He has an opportunity to do it from 9:15. So there we have it. So we have time for us to take another quick break, and then we're going to see if Mayor Janice Kovach has a few minutes for us. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Oh, 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 ears. We to make love. Well, 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 well. Hug me close. Whisper low. I love you so. It's a way to make love. Well, 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 well. Young idea. Young idea.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, and award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
We have the mayor. Mayor Janice Kovach is available, Clinton, and we're going to chat with her about the town of Clinton, their 150th anniversary. Good morning, Mayor. How are you? One second. We're not hearing you. Let's try it again. Sometimes we just got to play with the technology until it works. Are you there now? Nope. We're still not hearing you. Hang on. One moment. One more time?
Can you hear me?
Got you. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Got to connect all these things, and sometimes they just have a mind of their own.
They always have a mind of their own.
It's coming
technology.
From, it's coming from a technology guy, too. So. All right. So here's I have a question for you. We've had a number of days already where we haven't had any rain, and we're finally getting some. Is that something that you fret about or have to deal with in terms of the municipality?
Well, yes. More so because as a water utility, you know, one of the things obviously we provide is water to surrounding municipalities as well as our own. And any drought conditions make it that much harder,
mm-hmm.
you know, and of course, you know, this is the time of year people want to water their lawn because they want it to look nice. And then we have to implement water restrictions
right. So
that we're not utilizing water that we really don't have to use.
Yeah.
So it's from that perspective, it's definitely frustrating. It's one of those things where you wish it wasn't the issue, but nothing you can do about it. We've got to move forward and make sure that we can do all we can to protect the environment and keep the water, you know, water's still a finite resource.
Yes, yes.
So it's definitely something that we're always conscious of, and, mm-hmm. and when residents can't wash their cars or water their lawns or their gardens, they get a little upset.
Yeah, it's amazing. It seems so incidental, but it's a quality of life thing, right?
It is. It's significant.
Yeah. How do you get up to date on our water situation? What provides you that information?
So obviously the DEP keeps us. We get regular updates from the DEP as far as if there are restrictions, and then our water utility is notified if there are, you know, things that we need to implement or put in place mm-hmm. to prepare for, you know, additional drought conditions.
Okay.
So we get hit from multiple avenues.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you get the information, and then it's trying to culturally advise your constituents, your residents about, and your businesses about what to do. I didn't want to take too much time on that, but I was curious because we happen to be in that situation, and it's nice to get some information about it. So We celebrate in the town of Clinton. It's 150th anniversary. Believe it or not, you're in month 9 already. Where did time go, right? We started this in December.
It's unbelievable that we're as far along as we are.
All right. So we're going to put the big push on for the next 3 months. So what I know we had last week pretty much off because you said Labor Day was not appropriate to kind of take away from everybody else's vacation time. So what is scheduled for the next couple of weeks for Town of Clinton?
So we have the Music on Main Street, which okay. will be going in through the end of the month on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night is a family movie night at the Red Mill.
Okay.
So we have the, I think the movie that is playing is Home. It's actually a cute movie.
Home?
And Home.
Okay.
It was a animated feature over the summer.
Okay, I missed it. Somebody didn't give me a heads up on that.
Yeah, having kids, I have to go to all the kid movies.
Oh,
and
wow.
Some of them are pretty good.
I love them, but I just missed that one. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
right.
It was the guy that plays the alien character, the guy from Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
I forget which guy it is, but he's hysterical, so it's enjoyable to watch the movie.
Great.
So that will be on Friday night over at the Red Mill. So, you know, anyone that wants to come out, feel free to come out and join us. The movie is free.
Okay.
Then we have, let's see, I don't think there's anything this Saturday. Sunday's the farmer's market.
Okay.
Oh, Saturday we have our town picnic. Oh, my goodness, how could I forget the town picnic?
All right. Well, you're lucking out again because the weather was looking pretty ugly as of last night, but it changed again. So,
I know. I'm hoping that we manage to skip by and get through this weekend with the events we have going on. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, tonight and tomorrow tomorrow morning can be as rainy as they want, as long as we're ready for tomorrow night and on.
Yep. No, tomorrow night should be fine. You're actually going to have to bring a blanket. So.
Yes. That's okay. Blanket's okay.
Yeah, it's nice. Okay, snuggle in there and watch a movie and grab some popcorn and have a great time. And then the
exactly.
town picnic. We were talking about that last time, but some of the highlights of the picnic that we talked about last week?
We have the fire department will be there selling hamburgers, hot dogs,
mm-hmm.
sodas. There'll be a couple of other groups there selling. There's a bake-off, which I am judging the bake-off. So I'll put the reminder out there again that I like chocolate.
That's okay. Now, I watched you at 150th celebration, and you were shying away from the cake. So how are you going to do this?
Well, that's because I was saving it up for judging the bake-off.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha.
You got to save all the calories you can so that once you get hit with them.
All right.
So we'll have that. We have a bounce house. Mm-hmm. There'll be a couple of other activities for kids, and then the fireworks at dusk.
Fireworks at dusk. Where are they launching from?
They launch over at Hunts Mill Park.
Okay.
Nice. So they'll be over in the far side, and I'm hoping that with the rain that we're getting now, it puts us in a good position
mm-hmm.
to have the fireworks without any potentials for...
Yeah. Yeah, for any type of fire.
Fires.
Right, fire
right.
fire risk. Yep. Yeah, no. Cool. So we got fireworks. Anybody who's going to be, that's neat. We haven't had fireworks in a while, so we can go and check them out. So
that's why we like doing it at the picnic, because everyone wants to, you know, no one really wants to give up summer.
Mm-mm.
So this is a great opportunity to not give it up.
Okay. All right, so that's this weekend's events. What's upcoming that people should circle their calendar on?
The 18th is the last grill night for the fire department.
I love.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush is bashing Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and talking taxes. While laying out his tax reform plan in North Carolina yesterday, Bush took a swipe at his rivals.
Through hard work and ingenuity and know-how, as we have always done, we will compete with the world, and yeah, we will win.
The former Florida governor promises to both simplify the tax code and cut rates.
A judge in Baltimore decides today where police officers charged in a young black man's death will stand trial. The six officers' defense attorneys have filed a motion for the trials to be moved out of the Baltimore